Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. And over the last few episodes, we've been talking about empathy, about not looking away from suffering, about staying human in a world that keeps trying to harden us. And we've been asking those hard questions, like, when did we stop feeling? Or when did protecting comfort become easier than protecting people? And when did looking away start to feel normal? And today feels like the next step. Because one of the clearest places empathy either shows up or disappears is when someone says, "This happened to me." Or more specifically, "I was abused." So I want to ask you something. When someone says that, what happens inside of you? Do you lean in to that? Or do you lean back? Do you soften? Or do you start building a case in your head? And listen, I'm not asking to shame anyone. I'm asking because this is where staying human gets real. And this is personal for me. I sit with too many women whose lives were shaped not by just what was done to them, but by what happened when they tried to talk about it. When someone tells you they were abused, something sacred is happening. They are stepping out of silence and they are taking a risk. They are choosing vulnerability over hiding. And that choice almost always comes after a long private battle. And by the time she speaks, she's already questioned herself. She's already tried to make it smaller. She's already wondered if she misunderstood. She's already carried shame that was never hers to carry. And so when someone finally says, "This happened to me," they're not inviting a debate. They are hoping to feel safe. And what happens next matters more than we realize. Because abuse already makes someone feel unsafe. But not being believed makes them feel alone. The first wound is the harm. The second wound is not being believed. I was talking to one of my girls this week, and she was telling me that her teacher asked her what empathy was. First of all, glad to hear we're talking about empathy in school. But her answer was, "It's when you put yourself in someone else's shoes and feel what it felt like to be her." And that's it. It's not analyzing it. It's not debating it. It's feeling what it felt like to be her. What did she feel? Was it helpless? Was it afraid, ashamed, small? Powerless, trapped, alone? Before you ask a single question, let your heart feel it Let it go there. Let yourself feel how vulnerable that moment must have been. And the confusion and the fear and the freezing. That's the part we skip. We jump straight to the logic. But empathy asks us to stay. To stay in the uncomfortable part first. Because by the time someone speaks up, they've already sat in that discomfort alone. When they finally tell someone, what they need most is to be heard and to feel safe. I saw a reel this week that it just kind of stopped me, and I think it brings some awareness to where we are culturally. And she said, women are told to take self-defense classes, to not dress provocatively, don't be a whore, carry a knife, carry pepper spray. And do all of this to make sure you don't get assaulted or attacked. But if we get assaulted or attacked, you don't believe me. And we're not telling the attacker not to attack. We're telling the victim, don't get attacked. And every man would say, I'd never do that. But nearly every woman you know has been sexually harassed or assaulted. How is it that no man has done it? But it has happened to almost every single woman. And that question just sits there. Because think about it. This exposes something uncomfortable. We've trained women to prevent harm and then required them to prove it when harm happens. And somehow accountability rarely lands where it belongs. And that's hard to see. But staying human requires that we don't look away. Culturally, we're being trained, and all the responsibility is being placed on the woman to stay safe. But then when we're not believed. What is that? Let's think about that. It's so true. And listen, the women I sit with are not dramatic. They're exhausted. They're exhausted from explaining themselves. They're exhausted from defending their story. They're exhausted from wondering if they should have just stayed quiet. And they oftentimes say to me, you know, it wasn't just the hurt. It wasn't just the harm. It wasn't just what he did. But it was the fact that no one did anything. No one leaned in. No one protected. No one saw me. No one cared. And right now, culturally, if you're awake at all, you know that the Epstein files are in the headlines again. And remember, this is a collective trauma for survivors. Everywhere survivors are feeling this. It's not just news, it's activating. You can see it in their eyes. You can sense that maybe there's this little bit of hope that maybe people will listen this time. Maybe the truth will matter. And then there's also that fear. What if people look away again? And it's moments like this, survivors are stepping out of silence. They are trusting us with their pain. They don't need more scrutiny. They need safety. And this is a moment. And moments like this shape who we become. Open your eyes. Open your heart. Stay human. If you have ever told someone what happened to you and they didn't believe you, and if you walked away feeling smaller instead of safer, or if you started doubting yourself because someone else doubted you, I am so sorry. You deserved protection. You deserve someone to lean in. And if no one has said it to you then, let me say it to you now. I believe you. I believe you. And not because I was there or I need every detail, but because I know how hard it is to speak up. And I know people do not risk that kind of vulnerability lightly. And one day, if it hasn't happened yet, it may happen sooner than later. Someone may sit across from you and say, "This happened to me." And in that moment, you will decide who you are. Will you protect your comfort or will you protect the person? Will you lean out or will you lean in? Listen, we can't undo what's already been done, but we can refuse to cause more harm by looking away or by not believing. We can be the place where shame stops. And we can be the person who says the words that change the trajectory of someone's life. I believe you. Holding space for someone's pain is sacred work. It's holy ground. So let's be the kind of people who are safe to tell. And if you are listening and wondering whether your story matters, whether your pain matters, whether you matter, it does, and you do, and I believe you. Hey, friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.